Look, we had an agreement. We went to see a movie I wanted to see, so I was supposed to pay for the tickets.
Very well, Dad. The next time we go to see a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, not only may you pay for the tickets, but also for the wild horses it will take to drag me there.
Well, I'm only mad because we had an agreement. Now, a man's supposed to honor his agreements. Yeah. Didn't you learn anything from that movie?
Yes, only that bullets are useless against a man who can kick really high.
Now, look, I'm serious about this. Once in a while, I'd like to pay.
Okay.
Okay, so the next time we go anywhere, it's on me. Have I made my point?
Yes, Dad, with all the subtlety that Mr. Van Damme displayed when he jet-packed into the Vatican to subdue that nasty old Pope imposter.
Like you saw that coming.
Well, Maris has finally deigned to call me back after I've left no fewer than 20 messages.
Honestly, Niles, by calling her so many times, you give her all the power. You're much better off coming from a position of strength.
Don't pour that sherry on your shirt. It will stain.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the portion of the afternoon where we gave each other patently obvious advice. I had to call Maris. You know that party I'm throwing for my country club friends?
Oh, yes, the one I wasn't invited to, but my Waterford punch bowl was.
Yes, well, Maris has chosen the exact same night to throw a party of her own.
Well, couldn't you ask her to postpone?
I tried. She's already flown in a sculptor from Sweden to capture her likeness in ice.
Ah, the perfect marriage of subject and medium.
You can see my problem. We're going to be competing now for which friends go to which party.
You know, Niles, for a separated couple still hoping to reconcile, I'm afraid you're going down a path that...
You shouldn't wear that tie with that jacket.
Oh, I see. Is that your clever way of telling me that I'm dispensing unwanted criticism?
That, too.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Daphne.
Hey, Dr. Crane. Will you be joining us for dinner?
What a nice invitation. I'd love to.
Well, then, you're in for a treat. I've decided to make Grammy Moon's famous sheep's head stew. Oh, don't worry. The name's a bit misleading. It's actually more of a soup.
You actually use a real sheep's head?
Well, you have to. It's right in here.
Oh, my God. I just remembered. We have reservations at Le Cigar Volant tonight.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Oh, gee, was that tonight? I nearly forgot.
You're going too, Mr. Crane.
Well, I promised the boys. I don't suppose there's any way you guys would let me out of this.
Well,
see, I tried.
Have fun. I'm off to stick my head in the oven. Hello? Marshall?
Yeah,
I got rid of them. You bring some wine, and I'll throw the steak some.
Oh, dear Lord, it's rather busy. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. Ah, Francois!
Ah, Dr. Crane, bonsoir!
Ah, bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Dr. Crane, bonsoir.
Oh, and this is our father, Martin Crane.
Ah, Monsieur Crane!
How you doing?
Enchanté.
Francois, I'm afraid we're at your mercy tonight. You see, we have no reservation.
Oh, la, 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 Dr. Crane. I will see what I can do.
Oh, thank you. Anything would be just fine, thank you. You know, come to think of it, we haven't been here since Chef Joachim had his pinky grafted back on.
Ah, bon, then this is your first time seeing our new artwork. He's my own discovery. His name is Cordoba.
Exquisite.
Stunning.
My God, I don't think I've ever seen such fearless use of color. You know, as usual, your taste is as fine as your cuisine. Yeah, any luck?
For you, yes. For Dr. Dubin, who brings his own wine, no.
Good man.
Monsieur, follow me, please.
Merci bien.
Your table is ready.
You guys go ahead. I got to make a little visit to Lacan.
Doctor, le menu. Uh-huh. I will be back with the wine list, monsieur.
Wine list? My God, you ought to bring us blindfolds. I mean, what is he thinking with this artwork? It's appalling.
Who is it that said art in restaurants is on the same level with food in museums?
Little white lies one will tell for a good table. Of course, I would compliment a black velvet Elvis right now if Chef Joachim's lobster confit were at stake.
Fraser, that's Winship Cook. She's one of the guests Maris and I are competing over for our parties. Going to go woo her.
No, really, now, why don't you just reschedule your party?
Because I don't want to give Maris the satisfaction. She's pushed me around long enough.
All right.
Metaphorically, of course. In reality, she can hardly push at all. It's that terrible afternoon last spring she spent trapped in the revolving door at Bergdorf's.
Well, hope there's something on there you like, because dinner's on me tonight.
What do you mean, Dad?
Oh, we had an agreement. Next time we went out, it was my treat.
Well, yes, Dad, but when I said that, what I meant was...
We're not discussing it.
Yes, but, Dad, it's rather pricey.
You promised.
Well, I just don't think... All right, you treat.
Thank you. Now, don't worry about it. Just order whatever you want. Is this per person?
The wine list, Docteur?
Thank you, Francois. But you know what? I don't believe we'll be having any wine tonight.
And I'm going out for a Big Mac after work.
No, I'm really being quite serious. You see, my brother and I are watching our caloric intake tonight. We'll be eating light.
As you wish, Doctor.
I know what you're doing, you know. I'm not stupid.
What are you talking about?
You're eating light? All the way over here, you had the same look on your face that Eddie gets when he hears a can opener.
Look, Dad, it's just that I'm not that comfortable ordering an expensive meal when you're paying.
Well, what's the big deal? You take me to places like this all the time.
I can afford it. Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that the way it sounded. I know how you feel.
No, you don't. You're always paying for me, and I'm never allowed to pay for you. Well, it feels pretty lousy. Well, go ahead, Mr. Big Shot. You pay.
Dad.
Oh, well, the good news is Winship has agreed to come to my party. Bad news is, I left my wallet at home, so, Fraser, I'm afraid this is on you.
Actually, tonight's dinner is on Dad.
No, you ruined it. I'm not paying.
Well, I'm not paying.
Well, I can't pay.
So, that would be three happy meals to go.
No, we never suspected a thing. Yes, I had a great time, too. Oh, go on, Marshall, say it again. Now say it how you said it last night, like Donald Duck. Well, I guess it was the wine that made it funny. Bye-bye. Yeah, I'll see you tonight. Bye.
Oh, hello, Daphne.
Hello.
Daphne.
Will you be favouring us with any English delicacies tonight?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes. The butcher had in some lovely calf stomachs, so I'm going to try my hand at haggis.
Even Hannibal Lecter couldn't keep that woman's cooking down.
Hello? Ah, Winship. So looking forward to seeing you at the party. Oh, how dreadful. Oh, you poor thing. No, of course I understand. The important thing is that you get better. And you are a deer for calling. You lying, two-faced cow.
So she's not really sick?
Oh, hardly. Maris is luring away all my confirmed guests. Suddenly there are accidents, deaths in the family. A wave of misfortune is sweeping through society's blue bloods at a rate unprecedented since the French Revolution.
Oh, great, you're back. Hey, listen, about last night at the restaurant, I'm really sorry.
Oh, no, Dad, look, it was my fault. I should have been more gracious.
No, it was my fault. I was the one who overreacted. You know, I just really wanted to do something nice for you. You know, the older you get, the harder it is to do stuff for your kids.
I understand. I tell you what, next three dinners, they're on you.
No. I found something better than that. I finally found something I know you're going to like. Now, just a minute. Oh, this is going to be so great.
My God, I haven't seen you this excited since you got that 4-in-1 remote control.
It's a Cordoba.
Olé.
Yeah, you guys were raving about these paintings last night, so I went down to the restaurant this morning to find out where they got theirs, and lucky me, the ones they had were for sale.
Oh, Dad, this is awfully...
Expensive. Yeah, but it's worth it. You know how good this makes me feel. After I'm gone, this will still be here. Hey, Dad, come here, take a look at this.
Well, I'm very impressed, Mr. Crane. When did you have the time to do that?
Oh, sure, like I could paint something like this. You know, I was thinking maybe we could put it over the fireplace.
Yes, the fireplace. That's the first place I thought of, too.
lately I've had the chronic fluctuating mood disturbances that would indicate cyclothymic disorder. I mean, the hypomanic symptoms are there, and yet I've experienced moments of aphasia and apraxia, and I just want to pull my teeth out, Dr. Crane. What do you think?
Well, Greg, two possible diagnoses come to mind. Either you are seriously mentally ill, and you should be institutionalized immediately, or you are a first-year psychology student.
Oh, yeah, I'm at UW.
Yes, well, it's not uncommon for students to feel that they're manifesting symptoms that they are studying. It'll pass.
But what do I do till it passes?
Oh, just relax. Well, it might be a good idea to postpone reading about male sexual disorder until after spring break. That's all the time we have for today. This is Dr. Fraser Crane, KACL 780.
Good show.
Oh, thanks, Ross. Say, Ross, I'm not busy after work. Would you like maybe get a drink or something? You know, maybe see a movie? You pick, I'll pay.
You can stay out as late as you want, but eventually you're going to have to go home and that painting will still be there. You have to tell him.
I can't, Ross. You didn't see the look on his face when he gave it to me.
Fraser, have I ever told you about my ceramic hippo collection?
Oh, yes, many times.
The hell I have. Shut up and listen. One Christmas, my grandma sent me a ceramic hippo.
Ross, a hippo cannot possibly be as repellent as a rabid matador killing an epileptic bull.
Was the bull wearing a pork pie hat and fishing off a dock?
Continue.
Okay. I made the mistake of telling her how much I loved it. Well, that just opened the floodgates. I got ice skating hippos and hula hooping hippos. Thank God for that earthquake.
Oh, you mean they broke?
Well, I assume they did when they hit the bottom of the garbage chute. But I blamed it on the earthquake. Uh-huh. And the point is, you need to talk to your father now and be honest with him. Or you're going to be stuck with that thing till the next natural disaster.
Oh, you're right, Rod. I guess I'll just have to tell him this afternoon.
Good.
Oh, Roz, the crystal vase I gave you 3 years ago for Christmas, you said that was broken in the earthquake.
Oh, no, that really was. And I was very disappointed. As disappointed as you were when Eddie chewed up that sweater I gave you for Christmas.
This year, liquor?
Deal.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Fresh.
You know, Dad, I was just down in the storage room putting away some boxes. Guess what I came across? That smoking jacket I gave you for Christmas last year.
The shiny one?
Not shiny, Dad. Silk. Boy, I really missed the boat on that one, didn't I? You know, it's just buying things for other people. It's so hard sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, you want some pastrami? There's some more in the fridge.
Oh, no, thanks, Dad. I don't really care for pastrami. Isn't that funny, you know? You could love something so much, and I would find it distasteful. People have different tastes, you know?
Yeah, well, that's one way of looking at it. Some people like pastrami, like me. Other people don't. They're nuts.
Oh!
Afternoon.
Hello, Niles.
Hi, Niles.
Dad, Fraser, I'm here to pick up the punch bowl for my party. Although, at this point, a soup bowl might suffice. Thanks to Maris, I'm down to 3 confirmed guests.
3? Yesterday it was 12, wasn't it?
She's circulating a vicious rumor that I'm going to have a karaoke machine.
Oh. You know, this vindictive behavior of Maris, this is completely out of line. You know, if you don't want her to continue with it, you really should call her on the phone, confront her.
You're absolutely right. Time I took the bull by the horns. Sorry. Maris, Niles, you may feel you've triumphed, but all you've done is shown yourself to be petty and uncivil. Frankly, the only people lower than you are the fickle paramecia that deserted my party to attend yours. Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Very well. Yes. I'll see you at 8. Can I bring anything?
Thank God for the starch in that shooter. There'd be nothing holding you upright.
Hey, Niles. Here.
Well, what's that?
It's a wine rack.
Really?
Yeah. I felt kind of bad about giving Fraser something and nothing for you. So I saw it at Price Busters.
Oh. Well, thank you for the thought, Dad, but it doesn't really fit in with the decor of my apartment.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, no harm done. I'll take it back. Anybody want a beer?
No, thanks.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Fraser, I no longer require your punch bowl, but may I borrow your blow dryer?
Of course. Why?
Sven just finished Maris's ice sculpture, and she's convinced she looks a bit hippie.
Dad, are you sure Niles didn't just hurt your feelings now?
No, I'm glad he told me. I don't want to give him something he doesn't like.
That's very wise. You know, it's important for fathers and sons to be honest with each other. It shows respect. You know, I've been thinking, Dad, about the painting. You know, art, it's such a personal thing. What one person may like, another may not. It doesn't mean that one of them is right and the other is wrong.
You're telling me you don't like the painting?
Well, it's not that I don't like it. It's just I don't love it. It's not me.
Not a problem. If you don't like it, I'll take it back.
Oh, thank God, Dad. Thank you. That's such a relief. You know, I was up half the night worried about it, and I just... Dad, are you all right? Well, I didn't upset you, did I? My God, Dad, are you crying?
No.
Yes, you are. I just saw you wipe your eyes.
No, I didn't. Just quit looking at me.
Dad.
Oh, my God. I made my father cry.
Dad, don't you stop.
Oh, God. I'm only crying because you're crying.
I'm not crying. I don't know what this is. I didn't even cry when I got shot.
I didn't cry when you got shot either.
I'm getting rid of that dead painting right now. I just wish I knew why you told the waiter you loved it so much.
I was lying to
him. You can lie to him, but you can't lie to me.
Please stop crying. I want to keep it now.
No, it's no good.
No, it is good. It's very good. I love it.
Well, I found that the... Dad, are you crying? Fraser, what happened? Oh, my God, you're crying, too. Why is everybody crying? You know how I get when other people cry. Tell me what happened.
I made our father cry.
I'm not crying.
Well, I am. I'm the most ungrateful son there is.
I can never do anything for my son.
No one wants to come to my party.
Dad.
Fraser?
Don't you think we ought to talk about what happened this afternoon?
Nothing happened this afternoon.
Look, Dad. I know you're disappointed about the painting.
That's not a problem.
Well, look, you said to yourself that it wasn't as easy for you to give me things as it was when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, I wasn't very good at it then either. Your mother always picked all your stuff out.
Still, you did put a roof over my head. Sent me to school.
All right. You want to talk about this? We'll talk about it. Do people ever come up to you after they met me and say, how can that guy be your father? He's nothing like you.
Well.
Because they've been saying that to me about you for the last 40 years. I just thought, I don't know, that I'd finally given you something. Something you like. Something we both like. Like we had something in common or something. That's no big deal. I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
Dad, just hang on a second, will you? Remember a time when I was, 6 or 7 years old? You were getting ready for work, and you're getting dressed, and I was playing with your badge. And you sat me down and you said that it was not a toy. That it was a symbol of something very important. Of integrity. And honesty and helping people. Well, from then on, every time I'd see you put on that badge, I would think of that.
Just said it so you'd stop playing with the damn thing. You were getting it all sticky.
Oh, well. Well, you be that as it may. I've tried to live up to your example and help other people.
I've tried as a psychiatrist to conduct myself with the same integrity that you showed as a police officer. And when I find myself in a quandary as to the proper course of action, I think of you wearing that badge. And then I know what I have to do. You gave me that.
Yeah?
Yeah, Dad. Thanks.
You know, I think I may have something else to give you, something that I know you really like. I'll be back in a minute. I've been holding on to this for quite a while now. Waiting for the right time.
My goodness, Dad. I'm speechless. It's your bet. Bolo tie.
They gave it to your grandfather when he retired from the force. When I graduated from the academy, he gave it to me, and now I'm giving it to you, and someday you'll give it to Frederick.
Well, I don't know what to say.
You're not going to start crying again, are you?
No. It's just a surprise, that's all.
Hey, wait a minute. You didn't think I was going to give you my badge, did you?
Well, I...
My badge? That's a laugh. I have to pry that out of my cold, dead hands.
It's a date.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Oh, my. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe. But I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.